Blog Talk Radio.
Listen to people. Welcome to a DJ's voice. This is your voice. This is your show. So we got y'all to participate in the show because this is yours. So, as you know, we will start off this show with a prayer, and the prayer is, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajeem. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر الخلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقع ومن شر النفاثات في العقد شر حاسد إذا حسد." Okay, my people, as you know, the show, our host is Chinubu Buhamani, and the guest is host Jabril, and I mean Abdullah Bey, also known as Strong Man. The topic is self-determination and independence, which we know that this is a very strong and important topic that we keep bringing up. Also, if you have anything that you want to voice, implement, and put in, we'll be glad to hear from you. Just give us your name, where you calling from, and what's your concern. So people, we know that there's been a lot of violence throughout the nation. People have been going to school, killing kids. Killing kids. And we know that, how do these people get these guns? These are very high power rifles. Assault rifles, when they go into the schools and start killing kids, 18 kids, and then other, So who are supplying these weapons to these people on the street to go and kill these kids? What is the motive? Are they going into these schools and killing these kids? Is the governor supplying these weapons to the people? Or are they giving them instructions to go and start killing the people? There have been many reports and citing that the government sends special ops into cities and towns of people and drops off loads of high power weapons to the people and give it to them. And what is the purpose of the governor giving these high power weapons to people? What is their purpose? What is their mission? If anyone has anything they can rely on, that we would like you to let us give us your opinion on this. So people, call in. We invite you to call in. As we see, there's no one on the board as of now. We need you to call in so we can discuss these topics. It's very important to you, me, and maybe other people. So as you can say, still haven't anyone to call in yet. Interesting. Okay, gotcha. Can you hear me? Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So what I was saying that, we were discussing yesterday that there's been a whole host of shooting throughout this country and kids being killed. And we know that these people are getting these high power weapons, and which, you know, and how do these people get these weapons, you know? And, you know, these are just not your average weapons. These are assault weapons, which, you know, that can kill massive people in a matter of seconds and minutes, you know, so. And then said and told that the government is dropping all these weapons throughout the city, and they've done operations to give these gang members, not only the gang members, other people the weapons to assault, to go in and kill the mass of the people. The question is, why are the government doing it? What is their motive of bringing all these weapons out and giving it to these people, and why are they targeting the kids in schools? What would you say on that, Rachel? Oh, she dropped. Well, we know that we've been in war so did you hear what I was saying, or do you want to repeat it?
I was just going to comment with you when you asked me to talk. That young man up there in Buffalo said it all in his manifesto, what this is all about. It's an intimidation with the racists to either get back in the place, or they want us killing each other off because they're scared about their so-called, this whatever it is they're talking about, replacement theory.
Hmm.
So that boy said a lot in that manifesto of what's going on in this country. And these politicians, NRA, and the gun manufacturers are down with this crap. So that's my opinion on it. This country's paranoid. They're worried about the white race going down and being overtaken. And it's just, I mean, when you see what you saw last week, this kid killing his own, see, that puts a bad light in everybody's eyes, like what Trump was saying, gives credence. It also smears the minority people in this country. So, and panic sells. Oh, these New Mexican people are getting... They're getting rowdy. We need to go out and buy more guns. I mean, it's a combination of things that I'm saying is going into effect here and playing in. That's the reason why all this is happening.
I think, you're right about that. But also, they got a big agenda. My opinion is that by them throwing all these weapons and guns and this, I mean, they're trying to create a race war between the people, and they know that once you can create a race war, you can kill multiple people off in that war. Because, you know, if you say war is nothing but another genocide, another way to say it's population control. So, as you know, the United States always been at war with many, many people. Many of these so-called mercenary soldiers have been killed. And, you know, so the government always has some type of plan and tactics that, you know, against its own people. You know, this is a very shrewd, very violent, and very corrupt and rotten government that we live in as of today. But some people like it. If you know the history and the background of this government, you'll be very, you know, I don't think you would, I can understand who they really are. The asylum of corruption, murder, kidnapping, rape, and everything else. You know, so this is not a very good government. It's a government that's supposed to serve the people, not the people serving the government. But they put it in reverse, you know. And, you know, they're supposed to do things for you. And, you know, you have a right you know, the demand thing from the, you know, what can you say? That's the way they are. You know, so when you vote somebody in office, a politician is supposed to be a lifetime politician. You have to be in there, do a job, get out, and let somebody else come in. But, you know, they're being bought and sold by the lobbyists. You know, they're really not for the people. They say they are, but they're really not.
No, that government's never for anybody, but they, you know, they know how to play. I do believe they're trying to get a race war going in this country because, you know, they don't want to turn and be the ones blamed for annihilating races out of this country. So they fear the white people, put fear in them, make them paranoid. You hear it out here. It was in that boy's manifesto the other day. Yeah, they are doing that.
That's the, no, that's the only way they, this country rules off fear, intimidation, and coercion. Now, that's all they ever did. That's all it's about. You can take, for example, they always have a new boogeyman coming to town, or like 9/11. We know that was orchestrated by the government. We know that the government hijacked the plane. They didn't hijack the plane, but they took over the plane by remote control, and they flew the plane into these Twin Towers. And they say, you know, somebody hundreds of miles away supposed to have hijacked, those people hijacked this plane and flew into the Twin Towers. Yeah. Investing people did an investigation and find out that wasn't so. The governor was behind all of that, and they knew it was. A lot of people know that too. But that was another fair tactic of them. They're attacking another race of people and have other people go after them. All right, Jabril, you got the mic. So we know
that government's good at smear campaigning when they want to stir the shit pot. Especially on another race of people. You're right, they do things. So, I find it funny that white boy killed those black people up there in Buffalo, and then right on the tails of this Latino boy goes and kills some of his own. So it was a diversion. They had to get that heat off that white boy, the heat off of what that white boy did up there, because he said it in his manifesto what he did. They got to back up what Trump said, that all Mexicans are criminals. Okay, what happened yesterday, that's going to give more of these weirdos and wackos out here and these patriot gun owners. See, that's what we were talking about. This government knows how to really manipulate.
You got to give them value. They are good at what they do. They've been doing that for years and years and years. You know, back in the 60s or the 70s, I don't know if you might have noticed that they had a, the CIA had a project, and this project was to mind control people through different sound waves and frequencies. And they said they supposed to stop it. I don't think they stopped. I think they probably enhanced the program even more as we speak today. Sometimes you might look at these people, if you look at them, really look at them, they look like they zoned out. They look like something happened to them. It could be under mind control, but hey, I don't know.
Look at the guy who killed Robert Kennedy. Look at the guy who killed Robert Kennedy. They said he came out like a trance, and he said, I didn't kill him. He acted like he didn't know nothing about it.
Yeah, mind control is so real. That is so real. You know, so they make you think that it's not what it is. You know. Real, are you there? You probably got stuff on mute. So, okay, people, it's 7:16. The show has started. We need more callers to call in to, you know, to give us your input about, you know, what's happening throughout the world, throughout the country, you know, in your neck of the woods, your neighborhood, your city, town, village, and the reservation. You must understand the show is only as good as those who participate in the show, you know. The show is your show, and we, you know. No, we shouldn't really, this show is dedicated to indigenous people, you know. That's why we call it Indigenous Voice, so we can hear your voice, you know. So, we don't call Indigenous the voice of the silent, you know, because we call Indigenous of the voice, it means that someone's taught, not one's the silent. You know, it does no good for you to be, you know, I mean, it does good sometimes to listen and be mute, but it's not always a good thing to be mute. We know that people have, you know, things they want to say, you know, and whatever, you know, this is a good program for you to say it. Voice your opinion. You know, we're not here to, no, we're not going to, everybody has their own opinion, what we agree to or not to agree with. You know, everybody can give them, you know, we're going to respect your opinion, you know, because everybody has an opinion. They'll make you right, they'll make you wrong, they'll make us right, they'll make us wrong. This is where you see things in life. Everybody got a way they see different things in life, you know, but doesn't make the way they see it is wrong. I guess that's the way they see it. You know, so they ask you to come on the show and let us review your opinion and your thoughts. Whatever it may be. So with that saying, I keep telling you, I mean, I'm gonna say it again, people, because, you know, like I said, life is always a changing situation, you know, always changing. Never know if you're here today, gone tomorrow, here today, gone the next second. Nothing's guaranteed in life. Not even this radio station, the radio show. It can be here today, you speak, and it's gone tomorrow. So take the opportunity while it's here and come on and voice your opinion. And voice your concern, whatever you want to voice. We welcome you. But that's it. I'm not a very good talker. Do I like talking a lot? You know, so yeah.
Talk to me about this gun issue.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's not. You and Jabril's the only people on the air. And I know lots and lots of other people probably listening and should come on the air also, you know. But I don't understand why they're not. No, we're not the boogeyman. We're not, you know, we don't use scare tactics, you know. We're not trying to frighten you or intimidate you not to come on the show. We come on. So let me speak on the subject of subject what we always use is self termination and independence. You know, a lot of indigenous tribes say they are self, they are autonomous, but are they? Are you autonomous or autonomous government when you taking money from the federal government and you have them dictate to you what to do and what not to do? Are you still autonomous, or do they control you? Do you have destiny of your own tribe, your own situation? Or do they tell you what to do, how to do it, and when to do it? You know, you getting federal grants, federal government, everything from these people. Well, do you still have autonomy? Or is it very limited autonomy? supposed to be a self-government to help the people. You're a service. Really, your tribal government is really a network of service corporations, just like the communists and other people. And their job, their duty, and their obligation is to the people, to serve the people, you know, and help the people when they're in need, you know. You don't, you know, a governor does not supposed to be a dictator, you know, his job, that's why they call it public service. He serves the people to the best of his ability and capacity. You know, he's not a dictator. And once you become a dictator, then it's the obligation of the people to rise up and remove you from that position, put someone in there to have dual side of the to speak out and represent you. So if you're a tribal government or any other government, that is, you know, when they put you in office, they're doing you a service to put you there. In other words, they trust in you to do the right thing by them. But we know time and time again, when people get in office, they flip the strip, then they come, you know, they don't serve you, but they serve their own self-interest and own self-indulgence, you know. It's not about you no more, it's about them. So, they always talk a good game. Politicians like lawyers, they're a bunch of liars. You know, they campaign on a promise, but yet when they get in office, they break their promise. The corruptions of the politician or the tribal government. If you have any type of if you can, that is your obligation, your duty, and your responsibility to move the corruption. If you can do it by your hand, do it. If you can do it by your voice, do it. But at least fill it with your heart. That's the weakest. But at least do something. I have something. So, we know that, you know, life is precious to everybody. You know, we got what race you in, you know, because the Creator gave you life, and only he's supposed to take that life. You know, so everybody has some type of value to give other people. You know, you're not worthless. You'll do something. You know, well, remember, people's looking at you, even though you might not think people looking at you, but they're looking at you. They're looking at you. Are you going to stand on the side of the fence or do nothing, or are you going to get out there and try to do something? The question is, who are you? Stand for something, or do you stand for nothing? Everyone must make a stance in their life. What is your stance? Understand that we all gonna pass away one day, old age, young age. You know, it's created. You know, remember when a mother is pregnant, she's not guaranteed to have that baby. She's not guaranteed at all. But it's created to give that baby life. It's a guarantee one day that child, or which might still reach young age, old age, but it's a guarantee he will die. Death is imminent. We all would die. So, gotta understand, people put their clothes on like you do. They eat like you do. They bleed like you do. They sweat like you do. So what's the fear? You fear nothing. You fear no one. You fear only your Creator who made you, who created you, you know, gave you life. You know, that's who you fear. That's who you worship. That's who you worship. That's who you put all your dedication, your worth, and your prayers into, you know. Man is a creation of the Creator. You know, you fear the Creator because it says, as you fear the Creator, he makes everything fear you in the creation, but you fear everything. But if you fear man, he makes everything fear. If you fear man, then you fear everything. But who do you fear? You fear the creation, you fear man. Nothing, no harm can come to you, not lest the Creator wants to come to you. You cannot get nothing. If anything is a thing for you, you will get it. You cannot get nothing, not lest you want it. And no one can take nothing away from you if it's meant for you. No one can give you anything if it's not meant for you. Worries, stress, all this other stuff. You understand? You're not in control of anything. You're not in control of your own bowel movements, because when it's time for you to use the bathroom, you got to go. So, everything has a time limit in life. Clothes, when it reaches a certain thing, it starts shredding and tearing up. Just like life. You have a certain time in life for the Creator to take you back to Him. You know. Everything is predestined, you know. Everything is, you have a certain amount of air to breathe, you have a certain amount of water you want to drink, a certain amount of food you take, a certain amount of breath you're going to breathe. So when all of that is exhausted, and everything is up, then you will go back to your Creator. Only He knows your time and the point. Only He knows what time you will die, and only He knows what land you will die in. And only He knows how you're going to die. So people, we know, so. So prayer is very important. It's very powerful, you know. If you can't do anything, then these pray, you know, those who are out there on the battlefield fighting for you and fighting for the justice, fight for the injustice to get you justice, then at least, you know, pray for them. Pray for them to be victorious over those who are trying to do your body harm. Don't think because never give up hope. Because your prayer is very powerful. Because when you make prayer and the Creator asks it, we know that time and time and time again that people was on a blink of death, or on a blink of very bad illness or sickness, and people prayed over them and they wound up getting sick, and they wound up getting better. So prayer is very powerful. So like I said, even though you might not be able to be out in the battlefield helping the people and those fighting against it, the corruption, the deception, and everything else, make a prayer for them. You know, and ask the Creator to give them victory. Ask the Creator to help them in their struggles, do the victory. So, you know, because without your help, you know, it's a struggle. Life is a struggle. You know, like with the analogy with baseball, on baseball, you know, sometimes you get a fastball, sometimes you get a curveball. You know, life is not always straight. You know, you got the little, ups and downs, turnabouts, turnarounds. But the key is that if you fall down, don't stay down, get back up. Like I was making an analogy one day about the baby. You know, once the baby reaches a certain age, it gets up and trying to walk. Then even though he stumbles, he falls down lots and lots of time, but do he stay down to the child stay down? No. What does it? Keep getting up. It may be wobbly and wiggly, fall down, cry, hurt itself, but it doesn't stay down and gets up to accomplish his goal. What's that? To walk. He don't give up. A child does not give up. Just like everything in life. Sure, you're going to have your hard times in life, you know, don't fall down. But the key is not to stay down. The key is to get up. When you stay down and want to do, then what you do, you're defeating yourself, you know. You defeat, you know. Then you get a defeated attitude that I can't do this, you know. Nothing is impossible to do. The mind is a very powerful tool. If you make up your mind you want to do something, then do it. You know, as long as it's for the benefit of mankind and your human race and the people, you know, the good you do will come back to you. But the evil you do will come back to you 10 times. So it's not trying to be nasty, evil, corrupt and rotten person, that's the quality of the devil. You don't want to go that route. So that's destiny of failure. You want to go a route that you want to serve your fellow being. That's the most honorable thing you can ever do, is serve your fellow being, especially your kin, your grand, the elderly people, you know. They are those that they can't hardly do too much for themselves, you know. You go out there, you service them, you know. Even the kind words, you know, you'd be surprised with saying hi, hello, thank you, I love you. It goes a long way in life. And that's not being said enough. That's not being said enough to people, you know. We all are one race, and that's the human race, people. And we're all in the struggle, and that's the survival. And how we survive is to get along with each other, support one another, to be there for one another. So with that. With that saying, does anyone else have anything they want to say and comment on the thing? Cause I am. All right. Bill, are you there? Are you still on mute? No. Wow. Nobody calling in.
All righty.
Okay.
Topic,
yeah, believe me, I am getting tired talking.
So what you talking about?
I was telling them, you know, basically about the gun violence, about, you know, don't give up hope, you know, when you fall down, get back up, you know, keep walking, you know, keep, you know, and life is a struggle. We all need to struggle together, that we should, you know, love each other, be there for each other, you know, and support one another.
That's definitely a needed message, especially for our young people. A lot of young people lose hope, fall into despair. And our Creator told us, don't lose hope. Don't fall in despair. Gain mastery. The way you gain mastery is you have to first, you know, master yourself. You got to start from within. You got to start from looking at oneself. And always have the positive outlook. We got a roof over our head. It's called the canopy of the sky. No matter where you go, you got the sky over your head. You got a roof. And you got a grounding, a sound ground under your feet. Oh, Earth. Grandmother Earth, she give us everything. Food, trees, air, water, family, everything. Even a bed for the body to rest in after you leave here. So many things in our favor, we just have to look at it in the proper respect. We have to depend on the right dependency, not depending on people. You put your dependency on the great Creator, on Mother Earth, on that natural order of things. Allah will Dali give you whatever you need. But first you have to submit yourself and align yourself properly. So you got people thinking, oh, you got to have this, you got to have that, you got to do this, you got to do that. Meaning chase after the worldly affair, live according to someone else's whims and desires. And that's not true. That's not true. And that's not a traditional way of life either. Traditional way of life is live according to the natural order of things.
kind of over here in the predicament of working and trying to do the show tonight.
Yeah, there's only one person on, that's just Rachel and you. Everybody else probably listening, but ain't nobody calling in. Newber didn't call in either. He's not on here either. Not unless he's door fucking.
Well, we got a announcement. I guess we can view it over the air too here.
Tenze
Okola Kichie, Strong Heart Warrior Society, is announcing that the White Hawk Youth Gathering of Traditional Teachings by the Tenze Okola Kichie and their laymen of the Mapiyasu of yesterday, Devin Oldman, will be giving a talk on and teaching on what it truly means to be a dog soldier. And Jabril Salon will give a talk on what it truly means to be a strong heart dog soldier. And the commitment to the Uyate. And David Swallow will give a talk on the spiritual understandings. And Bryce In the Woods will discuss the topics of human rights, at the opening and closing prayer and song will be Ivan Lookinghorst. MC will be Chinupa Gluha Money, who is the leader of the Dog Soldiers, Strong Heart Dog Soldiers. The event will take place at the Tewin Bernice White Hawks residence in North Madison on June 17th and 18th, 2022. At 8 a.m. until the evening on both days. Meals will be provided to everyone. Everyone is invited. Bring your youth to Yuha Yupo. For more information, contact Chinupa Gluha Money at 605-517-1547 or 605-517-2621. Okay. That was the announcement of the up-and-coming gathering on Pine Ridge, Human Rights Youth Gathering. Back to you, Amin.
Okay, that's the announcement. That's good that, you know, those, all those who can participate, you know, join that gathering, I'm quite sure that gathering will be very beneficial, very knowledgeable for those who can get there. You know, and so that's that announcement is a call for those, you know, to get there and to gather there and show solidarity and unity, you know, for those there. And, you know, that's what we're lacking today as a nation, an indigenous aboriginal nation, solidarity, coming together for one common cause and the goal. You know, and once we do that, hopefully things will branch out from there. You know, but first of all, we must get together and get that and show unity to those out there. And we will. So that said, people, you know, from unity, from strength, there's unity, and with a number, there's strength. So we know that we've been lacking that unity and continuity for years, and that's why we're so divided and so fragmentation, and that's why the enemy can always pick you off. You know what they were saying: a sheep devoured the lonely wolf, the wolf devoured the lonely sheep. The sheep is out there by himself, and you got a wolf there. What are you going to do? You're going to take advantage of that sheep by being yourself, by being alone, right? Just like people. If not from the collective, among a group of people that's trying to forbid what is evil and doing what is good, and then you're just out there, then you're going to get swallowed, then you're going to get swallowed by, then you're going to get swallowed up by the society. Plus, one thing, you don't have people there to help you, to guide you, to show you, you know. And by that, I mean that if you're in the streets, the street's going to take you. The only thing you'll know is the life of the street, what they call a thug life. And what will that do you in the future, you know? If you have no other skills but the street life, then what good would it be? You know, only, you know, two things the street gonna lead you into, because I know that for a fact. Death or jail. If you're into that type of life of trying to, you know, think you bad, tough, and think you're invincible, that ain't, no. There's always somebody out there bad and tougher than you are. You might not have met that person yet, but they're out there. So, street life, I don't know. Some people don't have a choice because they've been abandoned by their family. And that's all they know is the street life. But other people have a family, or choose the street life anyway. So, you know, the family structure is very important. Very, very important, you know. Because, you know, that's where, you know, if you have a good upbringing, then your character, your moral character, and you do good by people. But some people household, some parents is not parents. Of course, you birth a person and gave them life, don't make you a parent. A parent is one that nurtures his child to bring what to know, to show them the correct way, what is right, what is wrong. And trying to guide and stand in the right direction, you know. But you got some people that say their parents, they corrupt their child, they bruise their child, they mislead their child. So, and you got some people, and you got kids that look toward other people as their parents because their parents is no good. So, like I said, because you have children, that means that you're a parent. 406-503-4650-23. State your name, where you calling from, and what you can find.
Yeah, hello, this is Jenny Manny Height, calling in from Cliff, Montana. You know, there's many things to talk about, or not talk about, but share. And I heard a little bit you were saying about children having extended parents and what like that, which is very true. Yes, I'll give an update on what's happening up my way.
Too heavy for you.
We're kind of getting close to our election time again here, so the people were kind of
no.
getting undecided of, you know, who to put their vote on and what, you know, because it come to where we don't know who to trust anymore.
Not yet.
It's hard to trust, you know, these people that are campaigning today.
Well, get it off here. Give
we
the
all
brush.
Know where.
Help me out, man. Help me out. Glad.
Chinupa, help us out and put yourself on mute.
Put him on mute.
All right, well, anyway. But that's what's happening up here right now. Like I say, you know, I pray our people will wake up, you know, continue to wake up, wake up, wake up. You know, because we have a lot going on today, and we have to remind our own people at times who our real enemy is. We can't forget who our real enemy is. I'm
that's
sure you
so
all
true.
Know that by now.
Yes, that's so true.
And encourage our women, you know, to be who we were to, you know, be again, because I know our women were given something, you know, that a lot of them don't even understand yet, you know, because of all of this that took place and still taking place. But I know I would listen to a lot of, you know, people sharing how they were talking about religion and all that. Yeah, I myself, I don't, I can't accept what, you know, what they say, because it don't make sense to me. You know, if it was truly something, their religion was that sacred, then why is it, you know, causing so much to the world, you know, that's not good. But other than that, yeah, I want to listen in a little more. So thank you.
Yeah, very well. Well, thanks for coming on the show. Ajanuba, are you there? I think you muted yourself. So, so let's get back to, I'm glad, you know, that, like I said, this is your show. We're glad that those who are calling in, expressing their points of view and their concern of what's happening in their neck of the woods, you know. And that's a good thing, because if you don't have concern what's happening on your reservation, any part of anything, town, city, state, village, whatever, then, you know, then you ain't going to let the corruption run rampant, you know. If you don't try to have no concern or try to get under control, try to do something about it, at least speaking about it, you know, is a good thing, you know, because there's those people that don't say nothing, but, you know, just go along to get along. Sometimes that's not always a good thing, you know. And my thing is, you know, if you find corruption or something to fight against it, you know, stand against it. You know, because if you don't, it's only gonna get worse. You know, and you know, because you don't want, you know. So my experience is that when people see you fighting against, you know, fighting the corruption, fighting the, you know, for injustice, trying to get justice, you know, they even do two things: they back down, or they retire, or get, you know. Once you come at them and show you're not backing down and you show no fear, the main thing is not show fear. Because once you show fear, then they feel that they got you. But if you don't show no fear, they don't know what to take of you, how to approach you, or how to come at you. Because one thing we learned, fighting this battle is independent. And, you know, Salagee Nation, you know, investigators, human rights investigators, we find that, you know, we can't show no fear to these people, which, you know, and, you know, and once we let them know who we are and let them know we don't fear them, they kind of back down and, you know, back down. So,
hello?
Yeah, we hear you. Go ahead.
Can somebody hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
It's the king of the sixth string, man. I said it's the king of the sixth string. Where in the hell is that, Jabril?
He's on. He got to announce what was happening, you know. I
didn't hear him.
Yeah, he was on.
I don't hear. See, the problem even with Jabril, he takes on a bunch of stuff, okay? He takes on stuff that's not his. But he doesn't listen to nobody. I told him one night to go kiss his wife. Get his man body to rejuvenate itself, to clear his brain, because his brain's polluted. He lives in Detroit, Michigan. full of filth. So he's polluted. So I told him I was going to talk about him tonight because, and I talk about with a lot of the people that come onto the show that you guys don't listen to good. You see, if you keep crowding yourself with white supremacy, white supremacy's way of dealing with things, like white think, white philosophical standards, everything white, you become white. Your skin won't change. It'll never. But your thinking capability is ruined. And I did this with Lawrence. I told Lawrence, man, check out the reality. See, you have seven different denominations in my country, all going back to Catholic Catholicism, all right? The hard part is civilized and modern man, they don't know who God is. They sure in the hell don't know Jesus either. That's that written scriptures in a book that never existed in this country. It was brought here, okay? So here's this religion forced upon people in the... Take a look at the East Coast, okay? Out in Maine, Florida, Inward, all these places. They all do this. They're all marching to a bell or a whistle that rings like Pavlov's dogs, okay? This is American people. I don't give a fuck if they're young, old, or otherwise. Communism is going to constantly grow because white people had Donald Trump wake their fucking racism up. And the hard part is you people support that shit. All of you, even you listening audience, because you don't blame that white man. Excuse me. You don't blame him because you like being mistreated. Now let's say the Planet of Apes existed. Let's say that with the real people like Roddy McDowell and, Claude Akins and all them. Let's say Planet of Apes really did existed. And you've seen how they portrayed about the captivity of white people. They put them in cages and all. I mean, vice versa, okay? Same thing. As primitive people were, they were abusing animals, so the animals turned around and they became their mortal enemy. But one chimpanzee guy named Caesar did not want his kind to be abusive to white people. And so they battled for them. And then again, the white people got dominated. So the conquest of the battle for the Planet of the Apes, they were doing it again. They were trying to get these monkeys to talk. These apes and gorillas, they were shocking them. Fucking white man abusive. And yet you people don't get it. So abuse is happening right now. Don't forget what happened in South Dakota. They killed Barney Peoples, Barney Leroy Peoples, they killed him, okay? Point blank range, they used a shotgun to blow him away and kill him, and they sprayed him with multiple pistol shots. Well, that's the same thing. There was four law enforcement people put pressure on George Floyd's neck, and they kill him.
Muhammad.
That white man's a fucking devil, and you guys don't get it. So you don't want to blame him. No, fuck no. You blame that white son of a bitch. He needs to feel pain. He needs to hear how people are angry to him. He needs to understand that he's the problem. It's never going to go away until you bring that fucker to his knees. That's the hard part in this country of mine. So when people are in radio shows and they're talking about differences, the white man talk on CNN and MSNBC, and they fucking lie, and you believe it. You're at war over there with Ukrainians, and you're sending a bunch of shit over there to kill them. You ain't helping them. You're just making matters worse. The white man will stick his nose in a business that's not his. When are you people going to get it? Now you're all doing it. You all claim to be indigenous people, okay? This is 2022. All right? June 4th, 5th, something. Okay? So here's everybody want to be Indian. They come to reservations. They take off because all them states out in the East Coast and the West Coast are polluted with filth by white people. by white people. The white people created this thing. Smell yourself sometime, people. But you won't blame that SOB. You won't blame that son of a bitch. And he is a son of a bitch because he used those words to condemn us. He called us those things in his book and outside his book. The white man does not belong in Turtle Island, which he calls America. The white man don't belong here. They're all ex-cons. Their homes are jail. They believe in jail. The white man is a prisoner. He's a convict. He's a criminal. And yet you guys don't want to say nothing to him. Look at technology. These people are trying to empower your mind so they can burn it. They'll burn your brain with this technology. You guys don't get it. You have Don Muhammad, you have Louis Farrakhan, you have all them guys that scream and shout and talk about it, but yet they're the same thing. They're not Muslims, they're black people. Louis Farrakhan, what's his real name? He has an Anglo name, and you guys still bear the white man's names. You won't bear your own. So anyway, this is what I'm really in disagreement with my people, because you all look like Indians and you sound like Indians, but in your heart, you're not an Indian. That's my prerogative. That's my theory. That's me aiming at you, because you need to understand why you're using this language. This language was forced upon us by rape, murder, and abuse. So now we all sound like, but the white man will cuss you up every day. He sits in his house. He's belittling humans. And him and his families, they do that. They put a game on or a machine on their TV screen, and they're all talking shit. They're talking nonsense about we people of color. You show me, people, where the Lakota people invaded a country and forced their way of life upon them people and make sure that country they were invaded, they were white. It never happened. We didn't have people in jail. White man did that. That fucker is a devil, whether you like it or not. And you listening audience, if you're white people, I'm aiming it at you. So now I close. Mitaki upi. Chante owaste le taku epekile, hemie chahechamu. Woke ekile, lila owastesni, oyate mitaki oispabo kitsni. Ash inihasni, nilakho takiapi. Woyuk chankile luhak takiapi. Na wablezekile nakhti he luhak takiap. Ash he tokiahe. Do I check it and say, "Wahoya kiki hena we check it"? Hena do happy. We check and we check in the hachti lakota hena you happy. Wakhant kanka kichi maneto na unchi makaki lena hu topa ki mauspeki lena we check upi. Ho heta ha hu topa ki lena yech unzikta ki ayam na okancha na yapi na heta ha hu nupa ki hena aichahib. Ho hena echa wa blaze he yanke. As one day to kill it, I could talk to her. Hey, he not picky. Mila Huskan or she to Glenna Wong speculate a nipach pamna Tony walks up and once he shoot a hit you say, oh, loose bebo yakits me. Oh, hey, young is your young kid. Now, what can't Hanka Tony do any? Oh, he spent a kashka edge hagnake. No, she makaki Tony hit you say, choose Naha, wamak has got to any oispeshni naha, let you say kashka echagna. Tony hena hechumsni. Naha, we choka kile echa, Tony to any oispeshni na, tukte unsha kashka echagna ke. Ho hena echa wabla zike het hoke walakokte. Chanupa akha kile makha koche unkit hoppe he awanke. Na hena echa hutopa ki unkupi. Ho hechumse wakchake le. What I said in my language was, it's up to you guys to figure it out, because I ain't going to explain nothing to you. I've been saying this from day one, and you guys can't get it. But I will remind you guys of this. You show me where the great mystery incarcerated people. You show me where Mother Earth incarcerated people. And you show me where the winged and the four-legged creatures incarcerated people. It's the white man that does that shit. And you follow him. You follow him. So if he writes something on a piece of paper on a goddamn book, you follow it. Enough already, people. Wake up and understand, man, who's your enemy? That man wants the people of color gone. And he'll do anything in his power to do it, to get rid of you. That's why they're running. His own people are running. Technology, look at it. Look how they're digging the earth up, putting lines down. They want this. They want this technology. That's a stupid man. The devil wants everything. So he's going to try to turn Turtle Island into hell. Man, you people don't get it. Knowing the enemy's mind is your key to your future's freedom. And I rest my case. Back to all of you. Thank you for having me on the show.
Erico, 619-9996. 619-9996. Say where you're calling from. What's your position? What's your concern?
How are you doing, brothers?
We find yourself?
Ah, oh, I could do a lot better.
Hey, did you tell him to get on this show?
Come on, man. Okay. I've been telling people to get on the show, but I could tell them, but I can't lead them to water yet because the liberals are coming on my back and saying, why are you suddenly turning 360 degrees? And I said, what do you mean 360 degrees? Enlighten me. So they said, during the George Floyd protest, you were in front of the police department saying, fuck the police, and shouting at the cops. And, you know, and I said, yes, I was among you. I am standing as a free man up against police brutality. Yes, I am standing with my indigenous brothers from Mexico. I'm standing with my indigenous people from Africa. I'm from Palestine. Yes, Black Lives Matter. But don't confuse yourselves with the other Black Lives Matter that you want me to support. And they go, no, there's only one Black Lives Matter. I said, if really Black Lives Matter and indigenous people matter and whatnot, you will pay attention to what I'm saying. You will pay attention to call the phone number and say, hey, there is indigenous radio show that you could call on Friday and Saturday, and you could speak with the elders about what we are talking about, this topic of colonialism, police brutality, and everything in the book. But you guys don't care. You don't give a shit. You just care about what now, and you just brush it under the carpet because you let a guy like George Soros or Soros or whatever, you know what I mean, which is funding Black Lives, Black movement, but not standing up against racism or standing up against police brutality that's been happening on Turtle Island for 530 years and happening in all over the world. And where are you to stand with the indigenous tribes of Canada that are working diligently hard fighting the Canadians for their lands, and up in Newfoundland that they are fighting for their ancestral fishing grounds for lobster? Where are you guys? No, you guys are so busy right now, I told them, with this whole LGBTQ pride show, even if somebody's gay or not, you know what I mean? You don't forget about who, you don't use the bandwagon of people suffering, especially you white people. You used the black man's suffering to create your own groups, to make your own little small groups, and they're still suffering. This is what's happening, and they don't like it. So when I told them, don't cry to Strongheart Warrior Society, if you are protesting in different areas, city, and you get your asses handed to you by the bikers that knowingly you faced, and those bikers, they stand up for American freedom. They have the right to be free also. They want to be free. They don't want to live in no fucking communism. I don't want to live in communism. And if you don't put this in your heads, you're going to end up a slave for the government. And don't bitch or whine or complain to anybody, because the only focus right now is for you guys is this pride show and the abortion rights that's making every person crazy in California, madness, just for this. And I said just last week, because you're taking all the attention for pride and abortion, just last week they just killed another black man down the street. White cop killed a black man. Did you guys do a damn thing? No. You're busy fucking protesting in the street about abortion rights. You're busy down the street protesting for, what do you call it, LGBTQ rights. Obama already put this in place in 2008. He already made it. Biden too. Why the hell are you spending extra energy on this shit still? I get infuriated. I get pissed off because I'm living here in California. Brother Canupa is not here. He does not live here. He will go mad. He'll go crazy. He would not believe what I see here. And he knows it. The youth, we try our best to educate the youth to listen to the elders. But over here, it's a whole different ballgame. It's a whole different animal over here. Here in California, they want communism. They want it so bad that there is constant fights, gunfights in the street between veterans. We have a lot of veterans over here in California and San Diego. It's a big military town. There's daily shootings now between these liberals and we could say Trump supporters or Republicans or people who want their freedoms, who do not want to be communists. And I told them that. I said, okay, fine. You guys kick out the American system, capitalism, authoritarian capitalism out. Okay. Then after, you get your communism. Don't bitch. Don't complain. Don't whine that the government has too much power. And they're going to be kicking your asses all over town. And you're going to be subjected to the same treatment as the Chinese government that they do to their people. So don't whine. Don't complain. Don't bitch. And try your best to get off your addiction for cocaine, for marijuana, for alcohol, clean your ears a little bit, and listen to what the hell's going on. I keep on repeating this day in, day out, day in, day out, and now they are not listening to me. The ones who are beginning to really say, oh, my God, this guy, where the hell is he? Where the hell has he been? Where has he been? They have seen me on the other side, and now they're saying to me, you sound like somebody that we want to follow. And I said, I wanted to see it for myself. I told them, I'm neither with Antifa, I'm neither on the left, I'm neither on the right, I'm in the middle. I actually put myself in situations to learn from them. And after learning from them, I make my decision to talk about it on the air, just like how I'm talking right now. And mind you, I just bought some equipment to do a radio show on the AM radio and FM radio after I get the permitting. So if God willing time, Strongheart Warrior Society is going to have a radio show coast to coast because it's good. Thank you, brother, for having Block Talk Radio. But the issue is, as Canupa says millions and billions of times, this white man does not want an indigenous voices on the air. I applied 5 years ago for a permit for an FM station. Why? Because they know that the way that I talk is going to be so powerful, I'm going to rock earthquakes in this land. And many, you know, government, they come to my door, knocking on my door. FBI comes to my door, leaving their cards. Is it true that you want to put the black and Mexican together and all this crap? And I tell them, you know something? They call freedom of speech. And I earned it. And guess what? Get the fuck off my porch. That's how I talk to them. Giving it back to you. Thank you very much.
Okay, people, we have the 816. Anyone else has anything to say on this topic or any other topic you want to discuss?
Now, brother, I need to help you do marketing for your radio show. So please take my phone number down and call me whenever you can.
Okay, I got you. Okay, this one, 619. You got the
9999 6,
that's you?
That's me. Yeah, okay. Give me a call when you can so I can do your promoting and marketing down over here. I'll put a billboard on the freeway.
Okay, well, I can take it down now. Okay, people, like I said, we keep saying indigenous voice of people. Listen again, indigenous voice of people. I mean that
okay,
this is your voice. Let's speak, people.
Okay, indigenous voice of people. Okay.
Let me write it down. Didn't say indigenous voice of the silent. He said indigenous voice of the people. I mean that this is your that the people should speak so we can understand what you want. You know.
Yep. Canupa, are you going to say anything after what I said?
it's not.
This is Jenny. I want to say something.
You got the mic.
You know, just like how Chinupa talks too, you know, the same way that we kind of understand, you know, what we're really looking at. You know, I don't know what a devil is or what, you know, all that, but what they speak about, you know, devil and stuff like that, which we know they created, they brought that, you know. And how we always say, you know, this is Turtle Island, governed by the pipe, you know. So for me, it's like, gee, you know, we're going to keep experiencing more. It's going to come like waves. That's what we call it, waves, you know. Things are going to keep happening, coming. Mm-hmm. But we're looking at the spiritual awakening. We only have almost 4 years more left of it. So I could see how things are going to get stronger as we're going along with it. So, you know, these things are happening, and people don't really understand it, you know, or, you know, they think it's not, you know, real or what we're talking about. Well, it's not really easy for people like us, you know, because they think we're crazy and shit, you know.
That's true.
You know, but the white man don't ever want anybody else to be right, you know, he don't want to be wrong. And I say he's already been revealed. What more do we have to, you know, show, you know? So yeah. Well, it's good that we have this, you know, these times to talk like this, you know, like this and what. I think it's time for people in the world to really wake up or something, you know, because, gee. Well, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. You know, when you said that the devil means that, no, it means that the quality of the devil is one who is evil, he's mischievous, he starts trouble, you know, he just got real bad ways. Nothing good about him. That's what we say the devil. And he constantly, you know, in your business, don't want nothing good to happen for you. He just, still use the word devil to say a rotten person. That's what it really is. A rotten, just rotten.
Yeah, a greedy-handed man.
Yes, you can put that in there. Sure enough. we're at about now 8:21. People, it's not that many more minutes we have left. All of us have anything, final words, or any topics you want to discuss, and you can say it now because there's not too much time left for us. Get it out.
Well, thank you very much for having me on the show. Please give me a call so we could talk better in person, so I could put a radio show together and bring with a guest to my home and introduce him to Indigenous Voices of People. Thank you.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Okay. What's going on?
What's going on?
Huh?
Where's Uncle George?
He's still out here. Is he still here?
Okay, what's going on? What's this? What's going on?
Hey. understand that it's 8:23. We don't have that much time to left for the show. Anybody have any say anything you want to say? Say it now. This show will definitely be going on pretty soon.
8:23. Jesus. God, I thought you guys were only 2 hours away. You're 3 hours away. Okay.
You in California? Yeah.
Yeah. Let me give you guys a closing remark, okay? This is Chinupa.
Yeah.
Right. All right, so you people need to understand one thing. In the struggle is the racism that we fight every day in Indian culture is what the revolution is. You all talk about a revolution, but you don't live it. It's just a word. Chinupa Gruha Money of the Chuntet Inca Okola Kiche is still in the revolution. That's why I say on all these armed forces that you people join, Army, Air Force, Navy, and Marines, like my grandfather in the First World War, he went over to kill white people and brought ears back. My dad brought fingers back when he was in Korea, white people. White military men were raping little Korean girls, man. So all those countries over there, they become very vile in what they believe in, how they hate white people. And now they're doing that same thing to their own people, see? They've adapted colonial practices from white America. So you think about it, people. This show comes to an end again. I get on late because I'm doing work. People want to tell me that I'm talking loud, making noise. Yeah, I understand that because that's what I do. I work, too. So I got to survive, too. I got to have some food for my animals and myself to eat. I work for my people that are overseas. I work for my India people. I work for them. I don't work for a white man. That's how I make a long story short. So we thank all of you for tuning in to the Indigenous Voices of People show. My brother Tyreek just told you guys he's been trying to put the call out to a number of people, and the people don't want to come. America has always been a fear-based society that generates racism, and God damn it, you're all in it. Because if you can't pick up the phone to come on and express what your heart has, shut the fuck up and don't get involved. Stay colonized, stay a prisoner, stay confined, and die. Because that's what the white man's aiming you both to do. So I close with this song for all of you. Because I'm tired. I'm tired of you guys. You're talking nonsense. I live this nonsense. Because I see it every day. You had Indian Collective bring a lawsuit against people for a damn motel. But yet they're still sleeping with the enemy. You have Brandon Johnson, that's an attorney, that told the Indians not to get violent. A white man told them not to get violent, and they followed it. But yet they killed Barney Peoples. They killed a young 31-year-old Indian girl, and they keep killing people. And you like it, and you support it. So in closing, I give you this blessing and song, and we'll see you all next week on the Indigenous Voices of People. And you guys, listen, take a shout-out at Jabril Salam. Cuss him up. Tell him to wake up. You're close to him. Take your cane and crack him in the head. Make him understand something. But he won't. He has a way of doing things. I'm the muscle to help you, guy. I'm not soft. I've seen soft. It's gotten us nowhere. And he needs that. You crack him in your head with your cane. That way, if he can hurt, then he'll understand, man, what the pain is. Because the pain is him. Man, it's hard for me to call him all the time and trying to tell him. Shit, he answers the phone for everybody. But when it comes from his brother from out here, he's going to come out here and I'm going to get mine. Believe me, I'm going to get mine. And I thank you all for tuning in to the Indigenous Voices of People. Chinupa came on late, but I fulfilled my destiny and my speech. So this is my closing all song to all of you, and we'll see you all next week on the Indigenous Voices of People radio show on Fridays, 5 to 6:30, and Saturdays again, 5 to 6:30. Have a great rest of the weekend. Take care of yourself.
I hope.
Love each other, and look out for your women and kids. Okay. This is my song.
Good night and take care, and we'll see you all next week on Indigenous Voices of People show. Remember, people, it is your show. Have a great rest of the weekend. Take care. We love you. Okay.
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 That's the now with it.